He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. I hope everybody's enjoying that long, nice holiday weekend. I know I am. Now, today we have a really interesting gadget, and we'll take a quick peek at it on camera too. What this is, it's the Amazon Wand, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show, welcome. You can tune into the Gadget Professor pretty much on any screen or any browser. One of the easier ways to watch the show is just go to our webpage. That would be thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. And if you scroll down midway, you're going to see a place to actually get the newsletter, and it's right there. If you click on that button, every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you will get the newsletter, which essentially is just the show notes. Everything we talk about in this week's show will be hot link. You click on it and it takes you to the app or to the device that we talked about. You can also check us out on Facebook, and that's pretty easy to do. It's Facebook/ The Gadget Professor. And I have all kinds of crazy things on here. I'll talk about the latest gadget. I'll even post the shows on that page. And I do a lot of photography, so I frequently put some of my photos up on the page. And of course, if you get the newsletter, you can follow us on Rebel Mouse. And I highly urge you to get the Rebel Mouse newsletter, totally free. You'll really enjoy that. You can also email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, let's get into this device. Let's check it out on camera too. I really like this device. This is called the Amazon Wand, and this is the box that it comes in, and you're going to get some instructions, not a lot, but it's pretty simple, and you're going to get the wand, and you're going to get this hook, which is an interesting device into itself. We'll talk about that in a second. So the way this works is, we'll go back to camera one here. The way this works is you're going to put two batteries, and this comes with batteries. This pulls apart, and it's hard to pull apart, but you'll see that the two batteries will fit right in there. And they actually give you Duracell batteries, not those cheap, junky ones. So that's impressive. You get good Duracell batteries. And you're going to put those in the slot and just push this back together. Again, don't worry about breaking it. It is hard to kind of pull apart, but it does come apart. And before I forget, you're wondering what that hole is. That's for the hook, because once you get this device, you're going to be hooked. So the way this works is you stick this on the wall, and you hang your wand there, and that's it. You can hang whatever you want on that, but that's the hook, and this is going to hook you in. So this is basically a portable Alexa device, excuse me, and it's real simple to operate. There's a little button right here. We'll take a close-up on our camera, too. You can see the button right there, and you're going to basically press that button, and it lights up. And there's two things that you can do with this, actually three things. Once you click that button, you can say what you want, okay? You can scan what you want, because right there, if you put the barcode, any barcode underneath this and scan it in, it's going to order it for you. And last but not least, you can ask Alexa. So let's take a look at how this actually works. What you're going to do initially is you're going to go to Amazon Wand/Wand Setup. It's all in the instructions. And you're going to basically marry this to whatever Wi-Fi you're on. Interestingly enough, I use this in my home, but because I'm in the studio now, I went to push it, and it doesn't work because it's not locked on to the Wi-Fi here. Simple enough. What you want to do is just push this button in until it turns orange. Doesn't matter where you are, but when you set this up, you're going to hold this button in until the ring around it turns orange. So what I did is I clicked the button here in the studio, and it didn't work. It kept going to blue. And what I realized is you have to hold it for probably 30 seconds, which seems like 10 hours. But if you have to reset this to where your Wi-Fi is, you need to hold this button down for at least, let's say, 20 to 30 seconds, and then go through the normal setup. It will ask you what your Wi-Fi is. identify your Wi-Fi, and obviously your password. And that's pretty much it. So it's now synced to the Wi-Fi in the studio, and I'm just basically, there's a microphone here on both sides, and I'm just basically going to ask it what the weather is. Now, it's about 10:35 in the morning here. Let's see what it has to say. Alexa, what's the weather?
In Phoenix, there's an excessive heat warning in effect until Monday, June 26th, 8 p.m. The current weather is 97 degrees with clear skies and sun. Today, you can look for partly sunny weather, with a high of 112 degrees and a low of 85 degrees.
Well, it's going to be hot today, but what else is new? So this is definitely a cool Alexa app, if you will, and you cannot adjust the volume, so you can't say Alexa louder or lower or anything like that. It is somewhat limited. But for general question purposes, if you want to carry this around with you, you can, and it works well as an Alexa utility, let's call it that way, a little utility app application device. The other thing that you can do with it, which is probably cooler, is you can order anything you want on this from Amazon. So I like ginger beer. It's not an alcoholic, but I like ginger beer, and there's a certain brand that I like, and I only can get it on Amazon. So let's order that. So I'm going to push this in again. Order ginger beer.
I found multiple matching items. The first is Gosling's ginger beer, 24 pack of 12 ounces each. It's not Prime eligible, so I can't order it for you. Should I add it to your Amazon cart?
So if this is an Amazon sold device, product from Amazon, it will immediately put it in the cart. If it's not, like this Gosling ginger beer is not, it will say, do you want to put it in the cart? And if I said yes, it would put it in my cart. The next time I go to Amazon online, all that stuff will be in my cart. Kind of neat. The other thing that this will do is if I had a barcode on whatever the product may be, I just hold this down and scan it, and you can see the lights lighting up, and scan that barcode,
sure,
and again,
help you with that.
Again, it will scan the device, the product in, and put it in your cart. So, very handy thing. You also can order directly from this too. Now, at least for the time being, and I don't know how long this will last, if you check out Amazon, and it's the only place you can buy this, is on Amazon, but it sells for $20, which is pretty cheap. You also get a $20 credit, which is really nice. So if you order this, it's about $20, and once you get it and register it, it gives you a credit. Now, the credit is only for Amazon products. It's not for other things, but you're going to get your money back no matter what, because you always order something from an Amazon product. So it's a really cool device. I like it. It works well. I have had zero problems with it. And for $20 plus a $20 credit, it's almost a no-brainer to have. It's very handy. And I think the interesting thing is they really want to get this in your hand so you can order on Amazon. Very, very clever. I think now with the ability to order food, like with Whole Foods being bought out by Amazon, I think you're going to find a lot of these appliances floating around, and it's a very clever device, and you can't beat the price because, as I said, at least for the time being, you're going to get that $20 refund or rebate, if you will, credit, let's call it, when you order the wand. So nice little appliance. I like it. It's handy. It's handy in the sense that if you want to keep it in your pocket or keep it close by, you can just ask Alexa a question. And other than that, it's well-made like all the Amazon products, and just kind of a neat gadget, if you will. So there you go, the Amazon wand, the Amazon wand. All right, let's get into some apps. And before we do that, in case you're wondering where you can buy a Tesla automobile, you can buy it right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And to my knowledge, it's the only place in the world that you can actually go into a dealership and buy the car. And actually, the Tesla dealership is in walking distance from the studio here. It's literally around the block. No, I am not going to buy one, but they are cool, and I have a friend of mine that has one of those automobiles, and wow, it's really, really nice. So in case you're wondering, they had to go through all kinds of legal maneuvers, if you will, to get the dealership to be approved, and it was insane. Politics, so on and so forth, but in any event, If you want to come to Scottsdale, Arizona and buy a Tesla, take a little vacation here in Scottsdale, you can drive your car home to Scranton, Pennsylvania, or wherever it is that you live. All right, let's get on to the apps. I just had to put that up because what they went through to get the dealership is a book. All right, you all have ringtones, and if you have an iPhone, this is called iRing Pro. There's a free app and there's a professional app, but creators of the world's finest tones and alerts, this is a cool app. You can download this and get all kinds of music that you can use on your iPhone, or actually you can load them to anything that you want, but it has meeting grades, active grades, all kinds of multi-tones, and if you really want some innovative sounds and ringtones, check this out. At the moment, it's free. There is a paid version, but these particular versions are free at the moment, Zen, Origin, and Tech, and you'll really be impressed with it. Free app, can't beat it. You can't beat these free apps. Priced right. All right, the next app of the day, this is a very interesting application for Windows. It's called Nergo. And what they do is they make an app, and there's a pro app and a free app. It's for Windows, but you can basically create different types of borders, if you will, as many as you want, and within those borders put whatever apps you want. So you can have 20 different things on your screen at once. It's very similar to the app called Fences, which I do use and enjoy, but this one is actually free and does all kinds of crazy things. I would check this out. There is a free version, but you can pretty much open up the display to configure it any way you want. So if you want Excel in one window and you want Word in another window and want your browser in another window, this will allow you to do that. It's like open source stuff. Very cool, very interesting app. It takes a few minutes to play around with it, but I do definitely like the app. All right, our next app is insane, and I didn't even know this thing existed, but do you ever want to share your Wi-Fi? You don't want to give out the username and password, but yet you want to share your Wi-Fi. Well, this is called QR Code Generator Wi-Fi Access. So what you're going to do is you're going to download this app, you're going to put in your username and your password, whatever it may be, and then you're going to click a button and it's going to generate, you see right here where it says generate Wi-Fi QR code, it's going to actually generate the QR code, and then you can send that to whoever it is that you want, and what they're going to get is just that code on the QR part. So they don't know your username, they don't know your password, but it's automatically going to let them scan that code and get on your Wi-Fi. Really cool app. It's totally free, and I could see a lot of applications for that. If you have a guest at a particular facility or your home, or you're in a hospital and they don't want to give out username and passwords, but yet they want it coded, great idea here to just have a QR code. You just have the phone, you know, your smartphone scan the code in, and bang, you're on the Wi-Fi. And it makes it easy for the user because they don't have to type in the password. And they don't know the password, so I really like this. And if you change the password or want to do it every day for security, just generate a new QR code. Very interesting app. I didn't even know it existed, but hey, what the heck. All right, this stuff is fantastic, and I was very impressed with this, and it's amazing the stuff that you can do on the internet. I've referred to the National Archives and prior shows. I don't know, I've been doing this for almost 7 years now, and this is interesting. If you had a parent or a loved one that served in the armed forces, you can actually go online right here at National Archives and you can request a service record online. So if your father, your mother, or your uncle, whatever, served in the armed forces at any point in time, you can actually, as a relative, go in and get their military records for free. And I thought that was kind of neat. And my father served in World War II and was in the Philippines, and I'm in process of just checking that out. The other thing that just blew me away is, let's see, is it this one? Yeah, here it is here. You actually can go online and request any medals that your loved ones may have received. So if they got the Medal of Valor or whatever medal they got, if it's been lost, you can go in and request those medals, and the government will give you those medals, send them to you for free. That is just wow, what a source of pride and joy to have your, you know, your parents or your loved ones' medals of honor or whatever it is they got. That's a tough one to get. But you can actually go in and request the records. And I didn't know that you can do that. Here it is, replace lost medals and awards. So there it is. How do I request military awards and decorations? What a cool service and what a cool thing to have. And if you're not sure that they had medals, you can go online and check their records out. So I think this is a very, very cool cool app. And it's not an app, but it's a cool website. And I strongly encourage you to have it. You know, World War II veterans, I mean, I'm a son, I have a children, I have grandkids, so it'd be neat for my great-grandkids to have my my father's medals. And I know he had one or two, I don't know what they were, but hopefully I'll find out and I'll report back to you. Really cool thing, one of the coolest things I've come across. I really like that. All right, and for our last app of the day, it's funny, I get emails all the time, and several of them always deal with people and their browser issues, like they can't play a video, or they get the audio but they can't get the video, whatever the case may be. But you know, one of the things I write back is, you know, what browser are you using and what version? And for you newbies or for you people who don't have a lot of experience on the internet, it can get quite confusing. So here is an app, actually it's a website. If you go to whatbrowser.org, it will tell you exactly what browser you're using, but more importantly, what version you are on and are there any updates. And that's the thing, these browsers keep updating themselves, and rightfully so, because technology changes on a daily basis. So if you're not sure that your browser is up to date, just go to whatbrowser.org, and it will tell you what browser you're using, and as I said, more importantly, if there are any updates, then you click a button and you're going to update your browser. So that is a very cool app too, and that is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I will see everyone next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.